Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. You that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For Yahweh has chosen Jacob to himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. So, we are to praise God because he is good. But of course, there's a lot of evil in the world, and God creates both good and evil. We're told that in Isaiah. So we are to realize that whatever negative stuff there is in the world, also there is the good that God has created. He creates the light and the darkness. And we are to thank him for the light. We are to see the cup, as it were, as half full, not half empty. And not be fazed, not be put off by the fact that, yes, God does have another side, but he also is good to his people. And when it comes to us, his people, he's chosen us as his special treasure. I think the idea is that a king had his own special treasure. This is my very own, like a little child might say, I want a pen of my very own. I want this fluffy toy. So I've got a little bunny rabbit, a little sheepy of my very own. And that's the idea, that a king also had his very personal treasure. And we're told that we are that personal treasure. We are so important to him. For I know that Yahweh is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. When you see the extent of the love of God, the existence of any idol in any form, be it a desire for a fancy house, some fancy-pansy bit of technology or whatever, dream holiday, all these idols are nothing compared to the God who so loves us. Whatever God wants to do, that he's done in heaven and earth, in the sea and in all deep places. He causes the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings that bring rain. He brings the wind out of his treasures. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both man and animal. He sent signs and wonders, that's the miracles and the plagues, into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an inheritance unto Israel his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever, and your memorial, Yahweh, throughout all generations. So the name of God is Yahweh, but the idea is that a name represents personality and character. When God revealed his name to Moses, he didn't just send an angel who shouted out, Yahweh, Yahweh. What God does is to say, I am a God full of grace and compassion and gentleness. And I will also judge sin. So the name of God, Yahweh, is his personality. It's who he is. And that's what we praise. And it is that which is going to continue forever and ever. For Yahweh will judge his people and will repent himself. He will change his mind about his servants. You know, he had condemned Israel, but he so loved them that he would regather them and forgive them. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusts in them. So those who have in their lives these great big idols, that all I want is that dream holiday, that dream house, that dream career, as they think. Well, they become like the things they worship, which are of themselves dead and without feeling, without emotion, without passion. Whereas we're not interested in idols, but in relationship with God, the one true God. So, praise Yahweh, O house of Israel. Praise the Lord, O house of Aaron. Praise the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.